Hello, my name is Mauricio, and I'm a ninth grader at Cristo Rey Jesuit High School, and I'm here with Hector.
Hello, my name is Hector, and I am a ninth grader here at Cristo Rey.
We're here to talk about the first 11 chapters of Harper Lee's classic novel, To Kill a Mockingbird. We're going to speak about our favorite moments in the book.
Yes, like Mauricio said, we will be sharing out our favorite parts of the book from what we have read so far. Out of the first 11 chapters we have read so far, we have made our decisions on what our favorite parts are.
In the book, many events have happened, but one that I favor is when Atticus shot the dog. This part shocked me because Atticus one-pumped the dog and had a good steady aim to hit the dog first shot.
One of my favorite parts of the book so far is when Jem and Scout go out every day and find things inside of a tree trunk. When I found out that it was Mr. Radley that put all the objects inside there, I just thought to myself that he only did it for fun. When the fire happened, Jem and Scout realized that they had a blanket over them, but it wasn't theirs. Until they found out that Mr. Radley was the one who gave him the blanket, I realized he wasn't doing it just for fun. He was doing it because he cared for them.
The book To Kill a Mockingbird is based in the early 1930s, but what if the book is based in today's society, 2018? What are your thoughts on this, Hector?
At first, when the book started, about how the town's usual disease was racism, we still have that type of behavior to this day. Many people are judged wrong and are stereotyped for their skin color. So if the book was written today, it would have a lot more disasters and racism.
I agree with Hector said. Hector, in today's society, many people are still being criticized for their skin color or are stereotyped.
So why do you think the book was banned in many schools and taking them away from children?
I think the book is banned in many different schools because the book shows many racism and stereotypes that students may find offensive and is a bad influence to students.
I agree with Mauricio because this book has a lot of racism and violence that can be disturbing to many students.
Hector, because it's your second time reading the book, what is something you have missed now that you're reading it for the second time?
Something I missed when I was reading this book is that I forgot how Mr. Bose died. Now that I read it again, I remember she died from a morphine addiction. Now that we have some thoughts on how the book would be based in 2018, how do you think the book would connect to the world today? Now that it has been 90 years since.
Now that it has been nearly 90 years, I think that racism in To Kill a Mockingbird has only changed a bit. Because in today's society, there is a lot of police brutality and people of color being judged, and there's a lot of stereotypes.
I agree with Mauricio because nowadays, our society has gotten a lot worse. More racism has gone around and hurting others. There's also been a lot of incidents with law enforcement.
Hector, what are some other things that you found interesting in the book that we haven't mentioned so far?
Something I found interesting was how many people were very biased on the Tom Robinson case and how out of all the evidence Atticus described, they still couldn't believe that he was innocent.
I agree with you, Hector. My name is Mauricio.
My name is Hector.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Goodbye.